Federal lawmakers have introduced reinsurance tax legislation that may have disastrous effects on Florida consumers and businesses. According to an op-ed piece by Bill Newton in the Tampa Tribune, this legislation would impose a costly tax increase on the international insurance companies that provide almost two-thirds of the backup coverage, or reinsurance, throughout the nation and much of the home and business property insurance here in Florida. This proposed tax increase on overseas reinsurers would drastically decrease insurance capacity in this country while increasing the cost of insurance for homeowners, business people, and other consumers, especially in states such as Florida that are vulnerable to natural disasters. I talked with Bill Newton, the executive director of the Florida Consumer Action Network, about the proposed tax bills and the impact they would have on the state. Hi, Bill. Thank you for talking with us today. Can you first give us your explanation of why lawmakers felt the need to introduce this legislation?
Well, it's hard for me to totally know what their motivation is for doing it. I mean, we know what they have said publicly, but their motives beyond that. I mean, kind of everyone thinks that Washington runs on money. But here's the basic situation is Washington needs money right now. They are dealing with the Bush tax cuts, and even though the sequester is working, and we have actually less of a deficit, they still need money. Still got wars that we haven't paid for, things like that. So new taxes are something that Congress likes to do, as the president wants to do, especially right now. And in the case of these offshore reinsurance companies, it seems to them like, well, you know, this is a taxing people in my district or even in the country. It's somebody in, another country. But unfortunately, that tax comes right back to us in Florida, and that's the problem. But there's two things. I mean, one is the need for money in Washington, and the second need is they want to protect onshore companies, American companies that sell the same product, the reinsurance, and so in a sense it's a sort of a tariff against these foreign companies in order to protect American companies. And if you've studied the history of that sort of thing, it usually backfires.
And what would this legislation mean for Florida and Florida consumers?
It would mean increases in the cost of our insurance. It would vary, from a few percent to 5% or so for some people, and could be more over time. You know, right now we're in a year where reinsurance costs are down, so it wouldn't have much of an impact. But other years it would have more of an impact. It depends on the market, and that's kind of the crucial thing here. Right now, it's an open market. It's really is an unregulated free market, unlike most of what we have in the U.S. And in that sense, because it is, then consumers are getting the best deal. We're getting the lowest price because of competition. But as soon as the government starts interfering in the functioning of that market with a tax, then it doesn't work as well. It's not as efficient. Consumers are going to pay.
What has FCAN been doing to fight this legislation, or can you give us an update on your efforts?
Well, as part of our overall campaign for lower insurance rates and for making the Florida insurance market work better for consumers, we have been fighting against this tax increase in Washington. We've been lobbying members of Congress, and particularly Senator Nelson, who sits on the Senate Finance Committee, to oppose the tax, and he's done so. They've made sure that so far, it hasn't gotten anywhere. Because I don't think any of our members of our Florida congressional delegation are, in favor of a tax that would affect Floridians.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Is there anything else you would like to add?
It's just that, the legislature here in Florida, and Congress have not been able to come up with solutions to our insurance problems. And let them hear, they need to keep hearing from the citizens, from individual consumers, that insurance prices are just too high, and they need to take actions, to lower the cost for everyone. Because people are getting priced out of their homes.